The next day, Jack took them out to the river. They got to see real crocodiles. They were huge, but they were very silent. Tom was very happy.
These guys are really scary. They'd have the camp pine octopus for a snack,
he said, remembering the time at summer camp when an octopus had wrapped itself around his leg. Later, during the hottest part of the day, they went swimming in a beautiful waterhole. As they dived into the water, even the beating sun and hot wind felt enjoyable. Only Amy wouldn't swim. She was worried about seeing scary animals. That night, they had a barbecue under the bright stars and sang country songs around a big campfire. They went to bed very tired and very happy. Jay lay in his bed feeling so hot. Even though Pete had told them to keep their t-shirts on while they swam as protection against the hot sun, Jay had taken his t-shirt off. He had gotten very sunburned. Now his skin was on fire. But he was too tired to worry about it, and he soon fell asleep. The next day, Miss Taylor, Miss Suzuki, the Japanese teacher, and part of the group went riding with some of the Jillaroos, leaving the others with Jack. Today he was taking them rock climbing.
When I'm not rounding up cattle, I love rock climbing. The big hills past the swimming hole are great for climbing, said Jack.
Everybody was really looking forward to it. Everybody, that is, except Jay, who had to stay behind at the station. When Jack saw his sunburn, which was now starting to blister, he told Jay he had to stay inside in the shade.
Are you sure you'll be okay here on your own, mate?
Jack asked Jay.
Most of the boys are out with the cattle. They'll be back around lunchtime, but until then, Lizzie can keep you company.
Lizzie was an old cattle dog that lived on the station.
Sure, Jack, don't worry, said Jay.
I'm happy to hang out here with Lizzie.
Jack and the others left in a cloud of red dust. Jay felt disappointed to miss it, but he was still so hot. It would be good to be in the cool under a fan. At least he had a good book to read. A couple of hours later, Jay had finished his book. He decided to go for a walk and explore some of the buildings on the station. Lizzie followed him. When they got near the station office, Lizzie stopped suddenly and her ears pricked up. There was a hissing, crackling sound coming from inside. Jay went in. There was an urgent voice on the radio.
Glencoe Creek! Glencoe Creek! Is anybody there? Please, somebody!
A girl's voice was saying over and over. Jay grabbed the microphone.
This is Jay at Glencoe Creek.
Jay, it's Emmy. There's been an accident. Jack's hurt,
she said.
What happened?
Asked Jay.
He was setting up the ropes. One of them got stuck under a stone, so he climbed up and pulled on the rope to free it. The stone fell and hit him on the head. He's unconscious and bleeding,
said Emmy.
Let me think,
said Jay. He looked up at the wall. There was a poster with instructions explaining how to contact the Flying Doctor Service by radio and a big map of the station.
Where are you?
He said.
If you go to the swimming hole and then keep going in a straight line on the track, you'll come to some cliffs. We're there.
Okay, wait there. I'll call you again soon,
he said.
Please hurry, Jay. I'm really scared.
Jay quickly read the instructions and then used the radio again.
"Flying doctor, flying doctor, this is Glencoe Creek Station," he said.
After a few tries, he heard a voice.
"Glencoe Creek, this is the flying doctor service. Dr. Anderson speaking. Go ahead."
Jay quickly explained what had happened.
"Head injuries are almost always serious," said Dr. Anderson. "Can you get him to the airstrip?"
"I don't know,"
said Jay.
"We'll try."
"Okay, we'll be landing there in about an hour,"
she said,